Oh, buddy, Andy here again, down on the beach actually today. I thought I'd take a walk out, and the sea is amazing grey colour. I took some photos the other week, it was pretty amazing colours, but this is a real autumnal winter sort of look about it. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today was a couple of stories that I've seen in the media today, all to do with the Olympics, because for those who may be abroad, might not be aware that next year in August, we have the Olympics coming to London, 2012 Olympics. A great honour, I suppose, in that respect. A lot of kerfuffle about the actual event and how much it was going to cost. This was all planned and arranged pre-banking crisis in 2008, so you can imagine that it's taken a bit of a hit to our economy. But from what I can make out, it's actually coming in on time, under budget. The stadiums, etc., look really good. Everything seems to have been done pretty well. But there is one aspect that I think is going to cause more and more disquiet, I think, amongst the people, whether it be in this country or people who want to watch or go, and especially people who want to go and see the actual events themselves. Because a couple of announcements today. One announcement was about, well, actually it's just a news story about how the government have supposedly paid, getting on for £750,000 to buy thousands of actual tickets for Olympic events. That sounds all very good, but ultimately, the taxpayer is going to be paying for at least half of that, I think. The idea being is that the government are going to use that as maybe an incentive to give these tickets to people, business leaders, entrepreneurs, whatever it might be, statesmen from across the world, whatever, to see certain events. Apparently beach volleyball is very important or very interesting for these people. Can't think why that might be. I bet it's the women's and not the men's as well, if there is men's. And the opening ceremony, that type of thing. One of the other things about that is that sort of corporate side to it and the implications of a corporate side, the government paying to get people in, business leaders and that. And that is the aspect that's starting to get to me, and I know it's starting to get to other people, because the other announcement today was for the torch, the Olympic torch, famously lit in Olympia over there in Greece, and it would be coming over to Britain. How they manage that, I don't know. But anyway, that's another story. And it will be going right the way across Britain to various places. It actually comes through here, through Hastings, and it'll be coming presumably right along the seafront here. And they announced the routes, all the towns, etc., the dates, everywhere that it's going to be going and travelling through that period prior to actually the Olympics starting in late July. As I said, it comes through Hastings. I have a bit of a vested interest because someone local has actually nominated me to be one of the torchbearers. Great honour if that actually happens. I've got through the first stage and I'm now waiting. I think in about a month's time, I believe, is when it's all announced and the people will find out. So fingers crossed. But the torch relay is being sponsored by three or four companies. You know what it's like. It will be the Olympic torch relay in association with A, B and C. I can't remember which companies they are, so I'm not going to name any at all. But this is one of those aspects that does annoy people. And I know, going back to the World Football World Cup last year in South Africa, one of the big things that came out then, you can only use a certain credit card to book your tickets. You can only use a certain credit card to pay for certain things within the Olympic Village or whatever. Only certain foodstuffs are allowed. You can't take your own in. You can only buy them from certain fast food services. You can only drink certain types of beer. And from what I can make out, that's going to be exactly the same in London 2012. And that's the side of things that I find a little bit disquieting, especially when you think back to the whole original ideas and ideals of the Olympic movement. You know, sportsmen being amateurs, etc., they get the gold medals, they don't get anything else, they get the glory, they put it all in there, and it's not for financial gain. Yes, I know that finances does come into this now in sports. We've all seen that in lots of ways, because of the amount of money that it costs to train to that high standard, that high level, especially when other countries are pumping lots and lots of money into their athletes' facilities. But that's one of the problems, I think, and I'm starting to find this a little bit annoying, I think. And as I said, I think this is going to get more and more, and we're going to see more and more of this, or hear more and more about this as it comes on, especially in the lead up to the Olympics themselves. So much stuff is going to be sponsored, so much corporate side to it. Yes, I know that these things have to be paid for. Of course, I see that as well, but it should be done in a far quieter way, maybe a more philanthropic way, rather than big companies coming in, the games sponsored by X, Y and Z, and as I said, you know, the official television of the Olympic Games. We're already seeing that type of thing in adverts that are going out on the TV and in the press and the media generally. It's so-and-so, the main or the official sponsor, the official TV, the official breakfast cereal or whatever it might be of the Olympics 2012. And another thing I saw today, actually, along those lines, is that somebody was setting up an arts exhibition next year at the time of the Olympics, and that's one of the other things, there's an art side to this as well. But this person was sending something up, and they were called, I've forgotten exactly what it was called, but it was something like the Olympic Gallery 2012 or 2012, whichever way you want to word it. Now, they apparently have been not necessarily sued, but they've been given notice by the Olympic committee themselves, the actual London Olympic Committee, that they've trademarked 2012 or Olympics 2012, and so that other people can't use that. Now, if they're going to start patenting or licensing or trademarking or whatever the actual year, well, that doesn't leave them a hope for anybody else, does it? And I think that is really just the thin end of the wedge. I hope that it doesn't turn out to be quite as bad as I fear it may be, but unfortunately I suspect that we're going to be finding out a lot more about this in the future, which would be a real pity, because the Olympic Games are supposed to be for everybody. Everybody should be involved in their own way, whether they can get tickets to the events or whether they just want to watch them on TV, without being bombarded by advertising, without being bombarded by advertising slogans, and especially if you're going, only being allowed to drink certain types of beer, eat certain types of food, or use certain types of credit card. To me, that's not what the Olympics are all about. But maybe I'm in a minority. Maybe I'm living in the old days. Anyway, maybe you'll let me know. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.